Praise the Lord, and God bless you this evening, and welcome to our Sunday evening service. I'm Pastor Wells. Welcome to the Tabernacle of Deliverance Sunday evening service. I'm excited about what God is doing today in the midst of everything that's going on around us. We got to praise God. We got to keep worshiping God. We got to keep blessing God. We got to keep honoring God. I think that's one of the important things we need to do each day is honor God for his greatness, honor God for his wisdom, honor God for his love toward us each day in spite of everything going on around us. I always say that because it's true. We got to really praise God in the midst of everything going on around us today. So today, I want to talk to you about an interesting topic that it's not really much talked about anymore today. I want to talk to you about miracles. And, you know, it used to be a thing where people talk about miracles and how miracles took place and things that God has done. And man is constantly trying to mimic everything God do so he could take the credit for it. But I want to talk to you today about miracles and how God moved with miracles for a purpose and how he touches people's lives through miracles. And how he break yokes in people's lives, the miracles, and so on and so forth. So bow your head with me for a moment. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come before you in behalf of those that are listening to this broadcast, those that are watching the TV broadcast, those that are listening to the podcast. I ask that you touch every liberal soul and break every yoke in their lives, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for touching their lives. I thank you for the souls that you're sending to hear your word, and that will be blessed, oh God, and delivered, oh God, through your word. I thank you for this message today on miracles. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Excuse me. You know what? It's a blessing to be saved. It's a blessing to know God. It's a blessing to walk with God because you have somebody to walk with you in the midst of when everything is going wrong. And that's a blessing. Oh, one real quick. I just want to tell y'all those that are watching by the way of the television, through the television broadcast, I want you to know that you can contact us if you don't want to contact us through online. You can send your prayer requests, love offerings, or anything. You can send it to us to the Tabernacle of Prayer, Tabernacle of Deliverance, inc.org. Oh, wait a minute. Let's get this right. I'm getting wacky. I got so many online stuff. So it's the Tabernacle of Deliverance, Incorporated, P.O. Box 535, West Haverstraw, New York, 10993. That's Tabernacle of Deliverance, Incorporated, P.O. Box 535, West Haverstraw, New York, 10993. And you can send us your prayer request. You can send us a love offering. You can send us your testimony that we can add on to the church website and let people know how God is moving in the midst of his people. So I'm excited about that today. Now, get your Bibles and let us go to Numbers chapter 14, verse 22. And we're going to go into God's word today to see what God has to say about miracles. I'm always preaching and teaching from the King James Version Bible. So let's go to Numbers chapter 22, Numbers chapter 14, verse 22. And here we go. All right, listen carefully. Here we go. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, have tempted me these 10 times and have now hearkened to my voice. Let me read that again. It says, because all these men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me these 10 times, have not hearkened to my voice. That's something to think about. Here we have Moses and the people of God in the wilderness, and how God had brought them out of Egypt. With signs and wonders and miracles. And I just want to tell you just a little part about this. That's a sign and wonders that Moses was used by God to do in Egypt. Magicians tried to outdo. That's something a lot of people don't talk about. The magicians in Egypt tried to do their miracles to outdo God. And God just laughed at them and outdid them. And so the people of Israel got to see all these different miracles, and God parted the Red Sea for them, and God parted showing signs in the sky and raining down manna from heaven. I mean, multiple things that God had done, these men have seen. But yet the scripture says here, Because all these men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in the land of Egypt, in Egypt and in the wilderness, and they have now tempted me these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice. That's something to think about. And we're in that state somewhat today, God consistently doing things, and what happened is we're not paying him no mind. We ain't paying God no mind. We're going to keep on tempting him. Did you hear me? We're going to keep on tempting God. We're going to keep telling God, this is what I want to do. What you say does not matter, but I want you to still keep on doing miracles. I want you to keep on making ways out of no way. I want you to keep delivering me every time I go get strung out on drugs. Every time I get drunk and hit somebody with a car, I want you to keep working a miracle where I can get out of jail. You are my get out of jail card, freak. That's how we are. And they constantly tempted God, but they would not obey God. I don't care what God said. The God got to the point, he said, okay, I got your message. I'm stepping back. You guys on your own. Moses, go tell those turkeys. They're on their own. I ain't helping them no more. I'm not delivering them no more. I'm not breaking yokes in their behalf no more. I'm not sending deliverance no more. They're on their own. I'm not doing nothing for them no more. They've seen my works. They've seen my deliverance. They've seen my healing. They've seen my salvation. But they won't obey anything I tell them. They get up there preaching prosperity, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And I never send these people to do none of this stuff. I never spoke to these people, but yet they're going up there saying I said something. But they won't then tell me obey my word. That's something to think about. They won't obey God's word under no terms. They make the children of Israel look like wimps with their disobedience. Are you kidding me? And I say, and I always say, we got tablets, smartphones, smartwatches, laptops, desktops. Oh, we got all kinds of technology that we can find a way to see God, but we won't. But we want his miracles, and he wanted to give us. God and his miracles are not toys. God and his miracles are not toys. Let's move on. Let's go to Judges chapter 6, verse 13. Let's talk a little bit more about people and miracles. Judges chapter 6, verse 13. And it reads as such. Listen to this. Listen carefully. And Gideon said unto him, oh, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hand of the Midianites. I'll read it again. Gideon said unto them, oh, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befall us? And where is all the miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hand of the Midianites. That sounds interesting, right? All this is happening. People complain, I lost my car. I lost my job. My girlfriend left me. You shouldn't have had a girlfriend anyway. You should have had a wife. Anyway, my girlfriend left me. Now I ain't got no money or more money in the bank. Why? Why did God let this happen to me? Where's all his miracles? That's us. Where's the miracles he said he was done? I've heard the old timers tell us about how God did this for them and how God did that for them and how God made ways out of no way for them. What happened? Let's look at that scripture one more time. First of all, Gideon is talking to an angel sent by God. He's asking the angel, wait a minute, hold up. You telling me the Lord is with us? and all that stuff has befallen. I've lost my home, my job, and you telling me what? Where is he? Y'all know something? A lot of times, God is right there in the midst of your trials. In the midst of, you're not there nowhere in the Bible. Nowhere in the scrolls says that you're going to live a life of pinching and cream and you're never going to have issues. That's make-believe. Did you hear me? That's make-believe. That's somebody. God bless you. That's somebody dreaming up stupidness. Oh, that's television. Everything is going to be the same, like the scene. The guy comes on, throws his hat on the right. Honey, I'm home. And he just repeats this every day. Honey, I'm home. Honey, I'm home. That's make-believe. If we had everything our way every single day, we would lose out with God. You know why? Because we would be so used to him doing everything for us, we would not have any respect for him. Because we'll be so used to him doing everything we want, we would no longer have any respect for God. We would no longer be able to look to him for nothing. Because we know he's going to do everything for us. So therefore, we're going to do whatever we want. Did you hear me? We're going to do whatever we want because we know God's going to make a way. We know God's going to deliver. We know God's going to heal. So we're going to do whatever we want. But now Gideon here, they're asking him, now you say to the Lord, why have all this befallen us? You got to make sure before you question God about what's happening in your life, you better make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do. You better make sure you're walking before God right. You better make sure you're living right. You better make sure you're treating people right. Mello? Because you got to be careful. Sometimes God wants you to go through some things so you can reach other people going through that. Did you hear me? You got to live. See, I know the lying prophets run around telling everybody, God is going to bless you with this, and God is going to bless you with that, and God is going to give you the same thing he gave Mary, Joe, and Harry. And I'll tell that lying prophet, you're a liar. All through the Bible, God bless people according to what their needs were. He don't bless everybody the same. He don't deliver everybody the same. He don't heal everybody the same. But people run behind it. And just what Gideon needed to understand, that you were going to have to go through some stuff and make sure you are living right. You want the miracles from God? Make sure you're in a position to receive them. Oh, the miracles are not really talked about today. They're not really talked about. You see these people running up and down screaming about saying, Jesus, Jesus this and Jesus that. You see what they did in Washington. They running around talking about Jesus, but don't know the man. They were talking so far as saying some of the people that was running around, they stopped to steal, stopped to steal. They didn't even vote themselves. They didn't even vote for Trump. They didn't even vote for him. They didn't vote for nobody. And they run around. That's because people like to follow foolishness. That's because people like to follow foolishness. That's why. There are some people, they'll follow anything. They don't care. They want to be a part of something. Instead of being a part of God, they want to be a part of something. They'll do whatever they have to be a part of something. But the thing with Gideon here, he's questioning why. Look at the scripture. It says, and Gideon said unto him, oh, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then all this have befallen us? Why have we been going through all this stuff? How come? Why? Why are we going through all this? My wife left me. My husband left me. My husband left me for another man. My wife left me for another woman. How could God let all this evil before me? Well, there's simple stories for this. If you had waited on God and allowed God to send you a spouse, that wouldn't have happened because God don't give junk. Now, I'm not saying you're not going to have issues, a couple of problems. You're not going to, come on. God don't give garbage. People marry people to hide their sins, okay? People hide, man. I've known men to marry women to hide that they're homosexual. They're the same thing with women. They marry women. Women marry men to hide that they're lesbians. Instead of being truthful. But they want to cover it up because they don't want to look bad around certain people. So they get married and ruin somebody's life. That's why you should wait on God. You talk about miracles, you need somebody to have experienced the miracle of salvation. When a person has experienced the miracle of salvation, it does something for them. So Gideon in chapter 6, verse 13, Judges, Gideon said unto him, oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then had all this befallen us? And where's all his miracles that he promised that he would do? That God just stopped him doing miracles. First of all, people need to understand there is no such thing as miracles with God. It's what he does. It's miracles to us. That's why he said, you've seen all my miracles. This is what I normally do. Miracles is something normal for God. It's miracles to us. It's shocking. Wow. Not shocking to God. That Bible said they did nothing too hard for God. So if miracles is a normal thing, it's a miracle to us, but it's a normal thing to God. It's a normal thing to God to stretch out a withered hand, to open blind eyes. You don't believe me? Jesus said, I only do and say what I see the head my Father do. That was normal. Jesus only did what the Father did. People missed the thing about Jesus. What he talked about and what he did. He was telling them plainly. You can't get no plainer than that. The Lord said, I only do what I see and heard my Father do. That's all I'm about. I'm not about me. He said, I come that you might have life because my Father is about life. Miracles. So go on, look at the scripture. It said, where be all the miracles which our fathers has told us, saying, did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt, but the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hand of the Midianites. Whoever your Midianite is, your bill collector, the repossessor of your car, the forecloser of your home, those are your Midianites. But if you were stood in God's counsel and let God deal with you, he would bring you out. You want miracles? First, get the greatest miracle of all, the gift of salvation, the gift of eternal life. That's a miracle. When a person is willing to humble themselves and accept Christ, who they have not seen as a personal savior. Let's move on. All right, let's go to John 6 and 2 real quick. John 6 and 2. And it reads, listen to this. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he had did on them that were diseased. I'll read it again. And a great multitude followed him because they saw the miracles, which he did on those that was diseased. People, I'm always say this, and I come back at it by the Bible. Everybody that came out of Egypt did not come out through Moses. Some of them followed him. That they wanted to get out of Egypt, but they was not serving God. They was not one any of the people of Israel. They just followed Moses. Let me pray real quick for the TV broadcast folks. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to touch every liberal soul that's watching this broadcast right now, that's watching it through TV right now. I ask that you touch their lives, break the yokes off their lives, save, deliver, and set free. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's move on. Okay, so the scripture here says, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. That's something to think about. People following only because. Did you hear me? People was following the Lord only because of his miracles. That's it. They wasn't following him about eternal life. They wasn't following him about getting saved. They wasn't following him about for the sake that he was the Lord, the Son of the living God, but they would only follow him for his miracles. Only for his miracles. And this just shows what happened when the children of Israel came out of Egypt. A lot of people came out, and the Bible even says that, that people came out not by Moses. They came out, they just followed him. Because Moses was their scapegoat. He was their ticket. And people run around saying, oh, the church is full of hypocrites. There's so many hypocrites in the church. Well, you would have to be a hypocrite to know a hypocrite. In order to really know what a hypocrite is, you would have to be one. You would have to spend time and watch them and say, oh, they just like me. You hear me? You would have to say, they just like me. Because you got to spend time and watch what they do. Watch how they carry on. Watch how they live. Watch how they talk. And then they could be able to call them a hypocrite. That's just the truth. The only way you're going to know a true hypocrite is to watch. Spend your time and observe them. The same way the Secret Service, CIA, FBI, they sit there and observe the person they after. They make sure they find the right time to grab them or take them down. They just don't run in there stupidly not knowing anything. They got to observe that. And we're supposed to observe God's word that way. So we know what we're talking about. Know where we're going. You can't tell me you know where you're going and you don't know. You never read nothing about how to get there. Miracles. Miracles just don't happen. They are proved to happen. They don't just happen. They don't just happen. Somebody had to be sent to deliver that miracle of God coming and stepping on his own. Oh, you ain't hearing me. Amen. The miracle of healing is not going to take place unless somebody is sick and needed. Yeah. What's the sense of God sending healing and if nobody's sick? Yeah? Amen. Whether spiritual, physical, or mental, there's no sense of God sending no healing. There's nobody sick in the house and the spirit of healing is going to come through. For what? This scripture here says, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles which he did on them that was diseased. They only followed by what they saw. They only followed God based on what they saw. They did not say they wasn't based off notes. Old time scriptures. It wasn't based off of anything. It was only based off what they saw. So they only believe miracles based off the miracles that the Lord had did. Amen. That's the only miracles that they knew about and what they saw Jesus did. Yes. They didn't know about none of the miracles in the Old Testament with the prophets and everything. They only followed Jesus because of what he did. Amen. They didn't follow him for no other reason. They didn't follow him for no other reason. Did you hear me? They did not follow Christ for no other reason. They wasn't following him for anything else. They wasn't interested in being saved. They only followed him for his miracles. Amen. So you got to understand the thing about miracles. Many reasons why people go after miracles. Amen. They ain't interested in knowing God. They're interested in the miracle. And they're interested in the God of the miracle. They're just interested in miracles. So they can go and say, well, I see so-and-so do so-and-so. But they wasn't interested in getting to know him. Miracles. How they can affect you. Miracles take place when people put themselves in a position to receive them. Miracles cannot happen unless you are, oh my goodness. This is amazing. Miracles just do not happen. I don't know why I can't get people to understand that part. It just don't happen. It's always just happened. No, it didn't. If I prayed for someone and they had leukemia and God healed them, that means they had leukemia first. I didn't pray for them before they got it. Amen. And then God healed them. And a miracle took the place of healing in their life. A miracle take place. Somebody say, I need God to bless me with this, that, and the other. I need money for my home. I'm going to lose my home. They ask. They make a request. I need help. And a miracle takes place. Amen. A check comes in or some cash comes in. I think of one of the people that gave a love offering to this ministry, which surprised me. I didn't know they were giving a love offering, and I didn't ask them. I didn't ask. I personally know the individual, but I didn't ask them for nothing. But I tell everybody if they want to give, you know, go to the website, become a partner, whatever. And the Lord touched them. It wasn't a giant offering, but it was from their heart. It was a little, very, very little. But it was what they had. And a miracle took place between the time that they gave us that little offering. God paid their rent. I ain't making that up. Because they didn't have the money to pay their rent. They didn't run around saying, man, if I give you this money, pray to God, pay my rent for me. No, I didn't know nothing. I didn't know they had no rent. But I didn't know nothing. They didn't tell nobody nothing. I talked to them, talked with them on the phone after. I said, thank you for the offering. I really good. I said, God is going to bless you. He said, they told me, God has already blessed me. Someone paid my rent for me for this month. No catches included. Mm-hmm. God knows how to bless you. That's why I tell you every blessing that everybody tell you, oh, God is going to bless you the same way he blessed me. He's not. Do not believe those lies. That's not biblical. Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly, not based off nobody else. Get the miracles and deliverance and financial things that God had for you. Why in the world would you be trying to get somebody else's blessing?
Amen.
Why do you want their miracles? I thought it didn't make sense. I don't want nothing anybody else had. People say, why are you on Facebook Live? Because God didn't tell me to go on there. He got me where he want me right now. I'm in enough place I can barely keep up. Amen. You got to get what God has for you. You got to go with what God gives you. You got to go with what God gives you. What God wants you to have. Miracle. The scripture says, and a great multitude followed him because they saw the miracles which he did on them that was diseased. Now, therefore, if Jesus did no miracles on sick folk, they wasn't following him. Did you hear me? They didn't want to hear the word now. Jesus was always talking to them, preaching to the people, but they didn't want to hear the word. They just wanted to see him lay hands. Oh, just take somebody by the hand and they were healed. That's it. Do you hear me? They wasn't interested in him telling them, you must love one another. You must repent of your sin. You must wash you and make you clean. They wasn't interested in that. They were only interested in what they saw, the miracles that their eyes behold. That was it. There was nothing else. There was nothing else to get them going towards God. Or his son, Jesus Christ, without seeing miracles. Let's move on. Don't become a miracle follower. Get the miracle giver. Amen. All right, let's move on. Let's go to John chapter 12. John chapter 12 and verse 37. Listen to this now. This is the other part of that. John chapter 12, verse 37, it says, but though he done so many miracles before them, yet they believe not on him. Let me read it again. But though he done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. They didn't believe a thing he said. They didn't believe a word the Lord. Did you hear what I'm saying? They didn't believe a word the Lord said. Yet he did multitudes of miracles. Millions. Oh my gosh. Millions could have been saved around them. Millions could have been, I had knees fixed, legs fixed, hands fixed, blind eyes open. Hands unstopped. They still didn't believe on him. I could run around praying for everybody in the church. I want you to listen to this. Matter of fact, this time I did pray for a whole church a few times. Everybody. I laid hand on everybody in the churches. And guess what? Many didn't believe on Jesus Christ. People like to see things that make look good to them and make them feel good. They ain't interested in getting right. People say, I need a miracle. We used to sing, God got a miracle for you. God got a miracle for you. Reach out and touch him now. They like that. They clapping their hand to that. Yeah. But they're not interested in God. They're not interested in God. They're interested in his miracles. But you got to understand something about miracles. Miracles are temporal. Eternal life, salvation is eternal. But the scripture here points out that but though he had done many, many miracles before them, right before them, yet they didn't believe. They didn't want to hear it. After the miracle, though, this is another thing about preachers. Prophets, people would give them healing. They don't just run around laying hands on people. They preach to people. Amen. You know what I'm saying? They don't, all these guys running around prophesying. I want to tell you a story that happened to me so bad. I want to tell you a new story that happened to me so bad, but I'm going to tell you another day. And this is y'all going to crack up laughing when I tell you. But real prophets and those anointed with the gift of healing, because everybody don't have the gift of healing. Amen. God used me in a five-fold ministry. He'll use me for praying for people with healing, prophetic word or whatever. That's God's business. They're only gifts. They're only gifts. The word of God must be preached. The rest of that stuff is just gifts. People use them as toys. I could get in that for days. But the scripture said, it says, but though he did many miracles, Christ Jesus did many miracles, but those people did not believe on him. They didn't believe him. They was happy to see miracles. They didn't care about eternal life. Though they went straight to hell that moment, it didn't make a difference to them. When they woke up in hell, there'd be a big difference. Wait. Miracles are to be effectual, to help a person learn God and walk with him. But no, the devil getting people to a point where he deceived them that is the main thing is to see the miracles that take place. Amen. And they miss out on God. They lose out. They lose out on what God has for them eternally. They don't realize that God has stuff beyond the grave. That they, in eternity, God has a lot of things for them. Okay. Let's move on. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 28. Listen to this. Listen to what the word says. Verse 28 says, and God hath set some in the church. Listeners, I'm going to read that part again. And God has set some, not all. He set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, after this miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, government, and diversities of tongues. Let me read it again, because they got it all crossed up today. All right, here we go. First, God set some in the church, and God had set some in the church first. Numero uno, apostles. Number two, secondly, prophets, and thirdly, teachers. Hello? And after that, miracles, then gifts of healing, then helps, governments, diversity of tongues. Who did he say was first he said in the church? Apostles. Today, the prophets are above the apostle. And that's contrary to God. That's how I know it's not God. Because God said he set the apostles first. The apostles is above all. I don't care. You could be Archbishop Trash Bucket. It don't mean nothing to nobody. Not to God. That don't mean nothing to God. You could be Archbishop Trash Bucket Dubai. It means nothing to God. You could run around with a staff. I'm Archbishop Conqueror. You know what? You're deceiving yourself. The highest call to the Christian ministry is apostleship. And then those that run around calling apostles need to make sure that they're true apostles, because they talked about false apostles running around. I know what the job of an apostle is. I just listen to them run around. But the scripture makes it plain in verse 28. It says, God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, and after this miracles and that's gifts of healing and helps. What happened to the helpers? What happened to the helpers? I started off in the ministry of helps. What happened to the helpers?
No, I want to be a pastor. I want to be an apostle.
What happened to the government of the church? That's why these ministries are all jacked up. They ain't got no government to put set up. They don't even know what's going on.
I want to be a pastor.
And you got a building full of nothing but prophets. That's a lying spirit. That's not God. God don't have no whole ministry full up of prophets or apostles or teachers. It has to be fivefold. All those ministries in there. One of the things I learned over the years about walking with God, that God does not change. I've learned that God does not change regardless of what other people do. Did you hear me? God never changes. He does not divert. Miracles. There are people that God has actually called and given them the gift of miracle. Did you hear me? There are people that God called specifically to the ministry of health, and they do it excellently. I'll never forget the story of a sister I know. She was started going to this church, and this church was struggling to fix things in the church. This sister came and got everything. I'm pulling your leg. She got everything that needed to be rebuilt in the church. She got everything good. She was good in the ministry of health. She got them to get everything they needed done in that church. I mean, everything. When I go by, I say, wow, who had that done? That's a sister Sarah did it. She said, well, that's what God gave me, direct me to do, and that's it. I mean, they got a balcony, a filming room to do for the service. They got all. I was like, wow, they even built the pastor's office. They threw her direction. All this stuff was done. Carpeted and oh my gosh, I was like, wow. That's because the Bible makes it plain that everybody's not preachers. The scriptures of God have given some first in the church apostles, and secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, and after this miracles, and then gifts of healing, helps, government, and diversities of tongues. Did you hear me? God give these things for the edification of the body of Christ. Everybody's not going to be working miracles. Everybody's not going to be a prophet. But I turn on TV, everybody's a prophet. Everybody got a word from the Lord. Everybody has a word from the Lord. Everybody got a word, word, word from the Lord. When you really want miracles from God, you put yourself in a position to receive them. Otherwise, you're not getting them. The Bible said, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say? Do you obey God? He'll bless you. You don't need nobody to prophesy to that. You know, God is going to bless you. The Lord is speaking to me right now. God is going to bless you. I'm going to tell you this, and I always say, if you obey God's word, he's going to bless you. He said he'll bless you going in, and he'll bless you coming out. He's going to bless you if you do what you're supposed to do. When you do what you're supposed to do. Until we do what we're supposed to do, don't expect God to bless you. When you don't know to do something, it's a difference. When you know, it's a whole nother ballgame. This scripture talks about it. It makes it plain. It said God set these people and these gifts in the church for the edification of the body of Christ, and that we will succeed at what we are doing, and these people hold the authority to get those things done. That's those that have really been given those gifts. But the problem is everybody wants to be the chief. Everybody can't be the chief. Everybody can't run around saying, I'm the chief. You know what? In fact, let's talk about the bishop for a second in miracles. Everybody run around saying that they're a bishop, right? But if you read the qualification for the bishop, you can put a big X right over their name. Why? Because they don't meet one third of the qualification. You must meet them all. And one of the biggest ones they feel is that a husband of one wife. Some of them have never been married in their life. Some of them have no children. And they run around calling themselves a bishop. If you don't meet the requalification, you cannot be. Do not add or take away from God's word. He's going to add or take away your name out of the book of life. Let's move on. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 4, chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 4. And the reasons follow. Listen to this. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and diverse miracles, and the gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Let me read it again. God also bearing them witness, both of signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his will. God has allowed us to see his miracles and signs. But the whole thing with God has been trying to get us to see about miracles. It's according to his will. Did you hear me? Miracles are done according to real miracles are done according to God's will, that he might be glorified. That unbelievers would believe on God through his miracles and ways that he had made. And testimony that we give of God performing miracles. Not sitting in, as they normally do when everybody was in church, when they had testimony time, everybody get up, test alive. Your testimony is going to be better than Sister So-and-so. But as she comes up, says, well, I want to thank the Lord this evening, praise the Lord, how God blessed me. And my five children with food this week. I didn't have any money, and somebody dropped some food and put it at my door. Now, Sister Barbara's gonna come, and she's gonna say this one. Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to thank the Lord for blessing me today with $500 for each one of my children. And I'm so grateful because I just opened my door and there was an envelope with $500 for each one of my children with their name on it. Now, you know she lying. Because they think it's a competition. That's flesh. Genuine testimonies brings about effect and it touches the people of God. Did you hear me? True miracles.
Amen.
Oh my goodness. True miracles bring about a change in the person's life that received the miracle. Not somebody dreaming up some story that they had a miracle. Miracles take place for us to grow in God also. The more God do for you, the more you should reach out to him. The more God blesses you and perform miracles. I can tell you miracles. I can tell you things that God done. I don't consider myself nobody special or anything like that. I don't. But I've seen miracles. I'm an actually walking miracle anyway. I'm an actually walking miracle. Most people don't even know. Some do know the stories about what God has done for me. God is a miracle worker, but we got to be willing to accept God above his miracles. We got it backwards. We accept miracles above God, and that's where we mess up. We're constantly looking for something. That's how we get deceived by the enemy. The enemy deceives us by our looking for stuff. You got to follow God. The Bible said that we follow on and know the Lord. You got to follow on and know the Lord in his word. Amen. So the scripture says, but God also being them witness with both signs and wonders and divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. It's not about the will of the preacher. These prophets run around prophesying. I tell you, Suda, but tell you what happened to me. All I'll tell you is that God get a lot. God don't error. God don't make mistakes, and he will never lie to you. I can assure you that God will never lie to you. Somebody come prophesying to something to you, and it never happens. They're a liar. Don't believe lies. Believe God's word. Let's move on. Let's go to Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19. And that's 19. Yeah, I'm going to 19 first. Let's go to 19, Acts chapter 19 and verse 14. Hold on one second. Amen. Oh, I'm sorry. Verse 11. Acts chapter 19, verse 11. And it says, and God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul. Let's go to verse 12. And God wrought the special miracles by the hand of Paul, verse 11, verse 12, and so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and diseases departed from them, and evil spirits went out of them. Let me read that again. Acts chapter 19, verse 11, and God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul, verse 12, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs and aprons, and diseases departed from them, and every evil spirits left them, went out of them. That's something to think about. Why? Because God used Paul with dramatic miracles. People would take aprons. The napkins are laid on his body. and then go take it and put it on the sick, and they will be healed because the anointing of God flow. Wherever he put that handkerchief and napkin, God moved upon it. And miracles take place. I'm not talking about Paul doing anything on his own. That's the difference. Those miracles took place because God was with him. He wasn't doing it on his own. It was God working through him with, oh my goodness. But they're putting those napkins and those handkerchiefs on his body and they're placing on people. Demons came out of people. Yeah, they run around laying a hand on them, begging them, oh, please, spirit. Oh, please, demon, come out of them. Please, please, I beg you. I'll give you a candy bar. They didn't do no garbage like that. Miracles took place. People received their deliverance that way. Yokes were broken. Lives were changed. Oh, my goodness, that's just something to think about. Lives were changed. Did you hear me? People receive miracles they never received them before. That's something to think about. Miracles took place in homes. God used Paul in a dramatic way. But see, I'm going to say this again. Though Paul was used for all those miracles, he suffered greatly in his life. He suffered many things in his life. He went through many things you folks can't go through. I probably can't even go through. But God used Paul dramatically, and many people were healed, many people were delivered. Miracles took place. But it was at God's backing and not at his own. It wasn't like Paul said, okay, I want to heal somebody today. Come on up, let me heal you. I'm in a healing mood today. I want to heal you. I want to give you a miracle today. Come on by, let me drop a miracle on you. No. It was God working with and through Paul. Gotta understand the word of God. Let's move on. Let's go to Acts chapter 8. And verse 13. And it says as follows. Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which was done. Okay, go over to Acts chapter 8, verse 19. Verse 18, and when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, and he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that whomsoever I lay my hands on may receive the Holy Ghost. This is something you got to be careful with. People. People got to be careful with people. Everybody is not doing this for God's glory. Simon believed on the Lord, but his believing was corrupt from the get-go. He wanted to buy the gift of the Holy Ghost. He insulted God. The Holy Ghost is a free gift. You cannot purchase him. Don't believe lies that preachers, people say, you give me $1,000 and God's going to heal you. It's a lie. It is a lie. God wants you to be healed. God wants you to be delivered. God wants you to be made whole. Free. Freely have you given to them, freely you should receive. Simon wanted to pay for the Holy Ghost so he could perform miracles, lay hands on people, and they received the Holy Ghost. He wanted it for that purpose. He wanted it for the lifting up of the body of Christ. He didn't want it for the glorification of the kingdom of God. He wanted it so he could do it and bringing him in some more cash. He was a sorcerer already. And they told him, you fool, your money perishes with you. You'll never get the Holy Ghost. People need to understand that God doesn't play games. Simon thought he could buy off the apostles and get the Holy Ghost from them so he could go out there and make more profit, not realizing he was cursing himself by doing so. The gift of miracles is not something you can buy in the candy store. It had to be something that is endowed on you from the living God. That you could go out there and cause miracles in countries and other areas to take place. Miracle. God wants us to see that he's still in a miracle working business. And one of the greatest miracles of all is the gift of salvation. To see a person with an evil heart change. To give their life to the Lord. And really live for him. Once they come into the full knowledge of Jesus Christ, they really live for him. Let's move on. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. Back to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, but we're going to verse 29. I want you to listen to this verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 29 says, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of a miracle? And the answer is no. Everybody's not going to be an apostle. Everybody's not going to be a worker of a miracle. Everybody's not going to be a teacher. Why would God have all the same? Why? You got two ears. You got two eyes. You got a nose. You got a mouth. You got two hands, 10 fingers, and two feet, and 10 toes. Normal people. Everybody can be the eye. Everybody can't be the hands. It got to be somebody that got to be the ear to hear. Everybody got to be the ear to hear. Everybody got to be the eyes to see. Everybody got to be the ears and eyes to see. Everybody do. Everybody got to be able to hear. Somebody got to be able to hear the word of the Lord come. Somebody got to be able to see the destruction coming. Did you hear me? Somebody got to be able to carry a basket of food to the hungry. Everybody can't be an apostle. Everybody can't be a work of a miracle. But there's something all of us can do. That's talk about the love of Jesus to other people.
Amen.
Everybody can talk about the love of God. Once they experience for themselves. Everybody can talk about salvation once they received it themselves.
Amen.
That scripture is very clear. Asking the question, are all apostles, are all the workers of miracles? No! Everybody can't be that. Everybody can't do that. I can't do my wife's job. My wife does her job sometimes. Sometimes she works from home and I still don't know what she do. She told me she know what she do. And that time I'm working sometimes, she don't know what I'm doing. That's not what she do. We don't do the same thing. It would be quite confusing if we did. We'd be fighting over the computer. Give me it! Give me it! What are you doing? But miracles have always taken place. For a purpose. The edification of the body of Christ. That others will see and be encouraged. Unbelievers will see that God to do these things. Yes, there's a lot of fakers out there. Yeah. But we can't focus on fakers. I'm not wasting my time on people faking. That's up to them. They got to give account for that. Lying prophets got to give account for lying. Not me. I don't got to give account for that. However, if you want a real miracle from God, put yourself in a position to get one.
Amen.
Real miracles only come from the truth is, there's a need. Ain't no need. Healing and deliverance and miracles are not going to take place. There has to be a need. If there be one that don't know the Lord today as your personal Savior, let me pray, pray with you. You'll pray along with me and repeat these simple words. My words are not going to get you saved. It's you accepting Christ as I pray for you will get you saved. I just want to make that clear. Some people say, oh, no, he saved. I don't save a soul. I just give a simple centered prayer. And if you accept it and believe in your heart, Christ will come into your life. And it ain't none on me. So let's pray. Repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. Save me right now. Perform a miracle of salvation in my life. I accept you today as my personal Savior. Save me right now. From the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, save me right now, Lord. In Jesus' name, I thank you for coming into my life. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it, neighbor. If you believe that prayer, God will save you. The message today is a basic message about miracles, and the greatest miracle is the miracle of salvation.
Amen.
There ain't no greater miracle than that. A person could get healed with their hands, their eyes, their head, and don't have eternal life. They'll still be lost. Listen, before we go to the website, tabernacledeliveranceinc.org, and give us a prayer request testimony. You can become a partner by clicking on the Become a Partner page. Oh, and also, I need your guide because, listen to that before you go real quick. Periscope is closing out on March 31st, so I need you guys to go to Twitter. And I think, follow the Tabernacle. It's at Tabernacle_INC. That's Tabernacle_INC. Follow us there because that's where we're going to be once Periscope closes out on March 31st. You'll be able to follow the broadcast with the live broadcast. And also we have the podcast. It's Tabernacle Deliverance. I think it's Tabernacle. I'll get it to you next. I'll give it to you Sunday. Get it right because we get ready to change over a little. Anyway, I'll give that to you on Wednesday night. Until then, make sure you get a real miracle from God and make sure it's from God. I'll see you on Wednesday night. God bless.